By the time we get through tomorrow, they're going to call us the Big Ten Broncos. But anyway, talking about Cody Latimer, big, strong wide receiver that was high on our board. They were starting to run on the receivers right about Green Bay, and that's when we figured we need to move. And so that's when we moved up with San Francisco to be able to pick Cody. But a guy that, again, is another guy that's very physical, brings an attitude to the game, is a tremendous blocker. He's got great speed and size. So we're thrilled to have Cody. And then Michael Schofield is a guy that's very versatile, a big guy that has a lot of upside. He's still young, and we believe that you know, he can really grow in. He's 6'6", 300 now, and think that he's got the ability to get bigger and stronger. And a guy that has tremendous versatility, can play the guard as well as tackle, and so you know, he'll bring great competition to the offensive line. So, with that said, I'll open it up to questions.
Told us you thought that wide receiver depth was maybe the deepest position in the whole draft. Why was it so imperative to go get Cody Latimer there compared to the guys that went after him off the board at wideout?
Well, he was high on our board, and so. You know, we were waiting and we were trying to be patient with it and see how many guys were going to get down to us. But where we thought and the players that we wanted, once they started disappearing, that's when we decided that we wanted to move up and make sure that and Cody was still there. And he was our target at that time when we moved up. So we felt it was time to move. And so we're thrilled to get Cody there.
John, with the pick of Schofield, was that in part related to Franklin, you know, experimenting with him at left guard? This gives you a guy who's versatile, who could play some guard or tackle?
You know, it just gives us a lot of different options. And, you know, with the offensive line there, we're depending on what we do with Orlando, if Orlando can stay there. But we're going to look at all the different options. And with his versatility, you know, he'll start at tackle and move inside and play some guard also. So, you know, we're going to be playing with a bunch of different combinations. You know, by the end, I'm sure we'll come out with the best combination. But, again, nothing's in concrete. But, you know, Michael's just a guy that brings great competition and athletic and has done it.
John, all your picks have said that they were very surprised to be picked by you. Did you have less contact than usual with some of these guys, or were you just surprised how the board fell so you didn't talk to them as much? Why was that?
Well, Patrick and I were talking about this. We only have so much time to spend with so many different people. And so, you know, the character reports that have come back on these guys, you know, especially with Michael and Cody today, came back, you know, squeaky clean, and what kind of guys they were. And so we try to spend as much time with everybody that we can. But, you know, we really rely a lot on our scouts and the background that they get when they're at the school call. And both these guys came back with, you know, tremendous, you know, compliments from both their schools.
Hello, John. Realistically, is Latimer a pick for 2015 and 16 as opposed to this upcoming season?
Well, you know, we expect all these guys to come in and compete and, you know, hopefully at some point make us better. So, you know, they're going to be in there and competing you know, we're hoping that these guys, when you top three picks, you hope that they can come in and help you at some point in time. So, we're not putting them on the back burner. We're going to bring them in here and have them compete you know, I think they all have the ability, you know, all three of them really have the ability to come in and help us.
Yeah, John, I don't exactly know how the draft value board, but some might say it was, you know, costly to move up seven spots with the fourth round pick in 2015. But is that because you got the compensatory picks coming next year so you could afford that, and seven spots might have been the difference between getting Latimer and not getting him?
Right. And so the way things played out from what we heard, it was a good thing that we did move. And so, yeah, with the compensatories and the way that we've got it figured now is that, you know, we're going to have some extra picks next year. And so it gave us the ability to use some of that, you know, some of those picks that we have next year, this year. So,
With everything going on, I don't know how much time you got to spend with Bradley, but your initial impressions of him touring around and how much he seemed to be in awe of it and what you thought of him off the bat.
Well, I was excited. You know, it was fun to – I didn't get the chance to spend a lot of time with him, but it was nice to be able to get to chat with him for 15, 20 minutes, and I was very impressed with him and excited even more so now that he was our guy in the first round. And so, he's anxious to get going. He's a guy that likes to compete. And he's a guy that, wants to get started. And he was talking about getting practice started, and he's going to get that soon because Ricky Minicamp's next week. So it'll be good to see him out there. But, no, we were impressed with Bradley today.
John, with Woody gone, and you guys didn't go after a middle linebacker in free agency, you've yet to draft one. A lot of people might be asking if this is an endorsement for Nate Irving.
Well, like I said, we've been comfortable with Nate the whole time, and so we were going to take the best player off the board that we could, and we haven't had the ability with the linebackers and the way that they've gone. We have not had the ability to take a linebacker up to this point. So there's still linebackers on the board, and if we have an opportunity that fits where we're taken, then we'll do that. But we drafted Nate as a Mike linebacker 3 years ago, and like we said, we filled that position on first and second down the last couple of years, and I'm sure that Nate will step up to that challenge.
John, one of Latimer's coaches was saying that he saw him drop maybe one pass in his entire time at Indiana. Was it his hands, his speed, his size, or just the whole package that attracted you guys to him?
We really liked the complete package, and really the the cherry on top of the sundae was how he goes about and plays the game. He was the best blocking wide receiver by far in the draft. And, he took pride in what he did, and he took pride in blocking. And so, to me, that's what separated him. And there's a bunch of other really good wide receivers. But what really got our attention was the way that he took pride in what he did as far as blocking. And then, as you said, he's got great hands. He's got great speed, and he's big, and he's tough. So he's a complete wide receiver.
John, how have you grown in the last 3 years? Is this draft, is this get any easier? Has this changed for you? I mean, I think you guys did a great job of protecting your picks this year, and that's kind of one of the things I noticed. You did a good job of kind of hiding who you wanted, you think? Figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many smoke screens out there that, especially with an extra 2 weeks, there was even more smoke out there. So, the bottom line with the draft is to be patient and, stick with your board and be patient. I'm fortunate in the fact that I work with, tremendous personnel people and Matt Russell and Tom Heckert and the whole, Lenny McGill, who's our, assistant college director, and Adam Peters, who they do a tremendous job. And so, we just believe in what we're doing, and we've stayed patient. And I think that's the key thing is to stay patient and not try to reach and not try to chase. And try when you have to chase at the right time. And so we've been fortunate and so far been able to do that. Any more?
Hi, Bradley Roby was quoted earlier saying one of his best childhood friends was Steve Atwater's child. I was wondering if you had knowledge of this before and if you've had a conversation with Steve regarding his character.
Yeah, I did. I talked to Steve today, matter of fact. So I called Steve and talked to Steve today, and I did not know that before we drafted him. And actually, Champ Kelly through Ed Donatel found out that Steve's son and Bradley were best friends. And so I called Steve this morning and had a lot of great things to say about him. And so... which was even more comforting, with what we have in Bradley. So, and he had a lot of good things to say. So, Steve was thrilled with the pick, which means we felt good about it also.
I'm just, as you look at what's left now, what do you think, where do you think the strength of the board is as you go into the last day?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that, we're... it's love it all. I think with the little run on the receivers, that's thinned out, but there's still some running backs and, there's still players on the board, but it's pretty level, whether it's offense or defense. We'll kind of wait and see, what gets to us in the fourth. All right. Thank you.
combination of those two guys.